views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Reading's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Call 605-0770.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
So, once a month, where we work, they had a little birthday celebration. And if you have a birthday that month, you're supposed to come to the lunchroom and they have a cake.
For you, right? And you're feted and celebrated.
I don't know what it is. It looks like a sheet grocery store cake. That was sheet.
I'm told people just wander in, grab a piece of cake, and wander out again.
But it doesn't look like it was particularly great cake to start with. And now it's still there today, and I just wondered, there's two pieces left. I just would like to mount a camera in there and see who's going to eat those two pieces of day-old marginal cake to start with.
I'll do it right now.
I'd really like to. You know, I love cake.
Yesterday, I was leaving the building, and I had just gotten out to the parking lot, and the email came down, cake is being served. I'm proud of myself. I almost ran back into the building, but I didn't.
Right. The oft-stated Armstrong and Getty principle of, unless you spent the morning thinking, I wish I had a piece of cake, don't eat food just because it's there.
Eating it just because it's there lowers you to like a mouse or a...
Michael just shows up pretending to be...
You're a laboratory retriever.
Has anybody seen my phone? Oh, what is this, cake?
Oh, hey, birthday celebration. Why, I'll be. Yeah. You know, and speaking of eating and animals and the rest of it, I was watching some of the video the other day. Did you follow when they saw that gigantic white shark off the coast of Hawaii? Of course, Hawaii is practically all coast. This is the islands.
I saw a still picture. It was gigantic.
Unless Deep Blue, they're calling it.
Okay. It's got
they
a name?
It's the same. Yeah, because it was sighted like a decade ago, and they think it may be the biggest white shark on Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Right. And this thing is, it's a Mrs. That reminds me. I was going to play some tape of the a powerful committee in the California legislature announcing their new rules that you can't use he or she. Everybody's got to be a they.
Really?
Which will be violated and stumbled over every single day in every single hearing.
And that is...
On every topic before that committee until they rescind the silly, silly rule.
And that would be to not offend the 1 in 100,000 people that would really get offended if you said he or she.
Right, because I think Corruptifornia, or Cal Unicornia in this case, passed the non-binary driver's license thing.
Right.
That's popular in your blue states. So this gal who heads up the committee said, you can't refer to anybody as he or she.
Huh.
Right. They came to the committee and they made a complaint. They are ready to testify right now, you'd say, except every single conversation, somebody will not do that. And it's not just because, well, that's because people need to learn to change. No, because you're trying to change humanity in a way that just ain't going to work. I got nothing against anybody. You've got, you know, gender identity stuff going on. That's fine. I, you know, God bless you. I hope you have a happy life. But please, stop it. Stop it. Anyway, back to the shark. So this shark, which is a she, and I'm going to call it a she, and I'll fight you if you try to stop me, I hate to body shame, but the shark is very, very large. It's very wide.
Yeah, it's huge.
They believe it's pregnant.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
my God. How embarrassed am I now? She's so overweight. She's pregnant, you idiot. Right, I've done that. No. But anyway, so I'm watching this, and speak of animals eating just because food is there. There are various divers swimming around this thing.
My palms
like
got sweaty watching
it. Poking
it
in the eyes. And I'm not literally poking it, but they're like grabbing its fins and messing with it and all. And the thing's taking giant chunks out of an old dead whale. This is all lead up to the question. Who, like me, was rooting for the divers to get bit? I see them doing that. I think that's a great white shark. It's ginormous. What are you doing? The shark should bite you. The natural order of the world is that the shark takes a bite out of you. Bite him! Bite him! I want to yell at the shark. But sharks don't speak English, Jack. It's back to you.
So we got this text. We got a couple of them, so it makes me think maybe it's true. If I'm not mistaken...
Not necessarily. Signed the internet.
if I'm not mistaken, those whose pronouns are he and she get offended... Or the crowd that's bothered by he and she is offended with they. I don't know anything about that. What are you supposed to say? Because it's not the Z,
well, look,
Z-E?
Look, if that is true, it will be different in a month. And people who cling to these horrific, hateful, really Nazi January 2019 principles in February of 2019 will be cast out. I mean, just this like hyper-academic... extremist, obsessed with these issue people, it changes constantly. And if you're not up with the latest, you're castigated. You're treated as a piece of garbage.
Well, I know I have a friend who left his job at a university, at least in part because of this sort of thing. Just couldn't keep up with the changing times. Thought, you know what? I'm near retirement age. I think I'm done.
Yeah, blanket. I'm out. The ocean. I get it.
You and the horse, he or she rode in on. He, she, or they rode in on. I think it was his response.
And I hope the horse is a gelding, so we won't have to get into the horse's gender as well. The Atlantic says young people are having less sex. It's unquestionably true.
Is it?
In shocking numbers.
Okay.
I mean, speaking of the beast evolving and changing.
That's weird.
It is weird.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com now and use promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS to save 10%. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Hey, to all the men out there, my name is Tina, and I want to share a recent experience with you. Let's talk male performance in the bedroom. Okay, so I've been with this guy for years, and he's been fantastic in almost everything he does, with the exception of our life in the bedroom. Not long ago, he shocked me with more strength and passion than he has had in years. He performed in the bedroom like when we were in college. It was so exciting, and today his performance is better than ever. I asked him what has gotten into you, and with a huge smile, he said, Noxitril, the natural super pill that is better than anything he's ever taken. No stuffy nose, no headaches, just incredible results. Now I'm a huge fan of Noxitril. Hey, if you want a sure thing in the bedroom, call Noxitril today. They have a free bottle offer, so do yourself a favor and call now.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril, call 1-800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
Greetings, this is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
In a car wreck with all of his family, everybody's okay, but he talked about it yesterday. We'll play that for you a little later in the hour.
Yeah, scary stuff. Scary stuff.
Always.
Yeah. The most dangerous thing you do every day is drive to work.
No doubt.
Which is, if you thought about it too much, you'd go crazy. So why did I bring it up? I don't know.
You obviously don't know my hobby as alligator trainer.
Wow. So young people are having much less sex than they used to.
I didn't know this. We've talked so much about the people having less babies.
Right.
But I didn't know the less sex also. And I, you know, my personal observation is a lot less dating going on than happened when I was younger.
But. Right. Well, that's a major part of this. But interestingly enough, I saw this piece in The Atlantic and thought it was really thought-provoking. But they start with the fact that teen pregnancies are a third of their peak. A third. They plunge teen pregnancy rates. HIV infections, all-time low. Just a lot of the not-so-good effects of having more sex are way, way down, which seems like a good thing. And then they mention the ubiquity of porn and, like, alterna methods of pleasing each other. Teen Vogue had a big piece on an act that I can't describe on the radio. Teen Vogue. And on and on, you know, all the pornification of America.
Well, so is that an argument that porn is causing more sex or less sex? Would we have even less sex without porn?
We're not ready for conclusions, Jack.
Okay.
We're describing the landscape.
Okay.
All right.
The landscape is pornorific.
That's right. So they're looking at the various statistics from these big studies from the Centers for Disease Control and a couple of other respected studies. Teens are launching their sex lives later, which I think is good.
There's no downside to that. Zero.
Percentage of high school students who had intercourse dropped 14% from the 90s to the 2010s.
If 30-year-olds are having less sex, there's something weird going on in society.
Right.
But if 15-year-olds are having less sex, that's a 100% positive.
And here's a great example of various, you know, giant sociological changes usually have good and bad effects. But in a series of big studies, including by Gene Twenge, I'm guessing it is, who's a psych professor at San Diego State University, and she has a book called iGen. Today's young adults are on track to have fewer sex partners. They're partnering up later. They're not getting married. And for a long time, social scientists said, well, yeah, the drop in, you know, various statistics is because people are not getting married. But no, it's they're not coupling at all.
That's what, I've been observing this for years and talking about it, and everybody always looks at me like I'm crazy. I've been saying forever that it's a cultural thing. It's not the economy is why we're not getting married or all these different things.
Right.
No, it's just people are coupling less, and it's weird for me to observe.
And interestingly, the good doctor found that couples who are together are having sex 8 times a year less than they were in the 90s. That or people just lie less. It's not clear to me.
8 times a year less would be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, not one serious social scientist debated the fact that people are just getting together less sexually or at all, honestly. And then this journalist who's writing for The Atlantic got with anthropologist Helen Fisher, who runs a giant study for Match.com. She was nodding along. The data is people are having less sex. Every year, the whole Match company is rather staggered at how little sex Americans are having, including the millennials, and how little interest they have compared to 20, 30 years ago in getting together. Now, that sort of change, and we referenced this earlier, if you saw this among antelopes in 30 years, there would be entire university programs devoted to what the heck is happening to the antelopes.
Well, I know. I've working at this particular radio station for many years, started here, and all the young people, nobody had a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I was surprised by that, because when I was young and working at a radio station, everybody had a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or you just broke up and soon you'd have a different boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right.
Always.
Right.
That was just the way life was. You either had a relationship or you were desperately seeking a relationship.
And in every circle of people of more than 4, you'd, like, be with one of them, and if it didn't work out, you'd find yourself with another one of them to see if that, just employer, friend group, or whatever.
So here's my question. One of my questions, though, and I don't even have a guess on this. Is porn propping up numbers that would even be worse for sex? Or is it taking away people's desire to have sex or having no role? I don't even have any idea.
It is clearly causing them to have less sex.
Interesting, because it's an alternative to sex?
Well, yeah, it's sexual release. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic or anything, but, you know.
Well, masturbation always has been, but.
Well, yeah, but.
Most people were coupling.
Right, the ubiquity, the ever presence of, you know, a lot of this stuff, I think, and the ease of getting it. There are so many things that human beings do, the not as good thing, instead of the good thing, if it's easier to get. That may be, if I could come up with a more eloquent way to express that, that might be my quote that lives on. The internet age, we will do the worst thing if it's easier, or the not as good thing. Now listen to this. This is my favorite paragraph of the article. Over the course of many conversations with sex researchers, psychologists, economists, sociologists, therapists, sex educators, and young adults, I heard many other theories of explaining what I've come to think of as the sex recession. I was told it might be the consequence of the hookup culture, of crushing economic pressures, of surging anxiety rates, of psychological frailty, of widespread antidepressant use, of streaming television, of environmental estrogens leaked by plastics, of dropping testosterone levels, of digital porn, of the vibrator's golden age. I thought those were just for, like, if you have a sore back. Is it, no? Of dating apps, of option paralysis, of helicopter parents, of careerism, of smartphones, of the news cycle, of information overload, generally of sleep deprivation, of obesity. Name a modern blight, and somewhere, someone is ready to blame it for messing with the modern libido.
Option paralysis. I don't think I'd ever heard that term. But
that happened to me at video stores. There would be like six things I wanted to watch, and I'd walk out without anything.
Yes, I'm familiar with that,
right.
But not when it comes to sex. When I was a younger man and, you know, living a different lifestyle, there's never been an option better than sex. I had no paralysis. If sex was over here and a good meal or a movie or a concert,
not,
or name anything.
Or a video game.
Meeting the president. I'm still going with sex.
No, it's option paralysis for partners. When your dating pool is anybody who's in your city because of dating apps, no longer just the people that you physically can see on a day-to-day basis,
right.
People are less likely because people overinflate who they are, overinflate who they can actually get in a relationship.
Now, I don't know that that's true, but there is something I've never heard before.
That's what I heard when he said option paralysis, not sex versus video games.
Interesting.
It's this person versus this person. I'm not going to marry this person because what if somebody better comes, right?
I will say that the one thing I did observe when I started observing people that didn't have boyfriends and girlfriends in their 20s, and it was just like, I'd never been around that world before. They all thought they could do better than they could. Every one of them would talk about, oh, you're dating that, you know, that ugly woman or man.
Yeah, he or she
you
is.
You can do better than that. No, yeah. They can't.
No. And what do you mean by better anyway?
What does better mean anyway?
Maybe they're a great person who will nourish your soul until the day you die. But we're a very surface society these days. It could kill us.
That I either think I can do better, or I know I can't do better, but I'm ashamed, which is just a sick, twisted notion. But I do think this happens. I don't want my friends to see me dating this person, which is as good as I can do, which is just sickening.
Well, it's a thing among guys. I don't know. I'm not nearly as familiar with the world of women.
Thank God for people like me.
What, heterosexual or otherwise. But the whole, oh, my God, look at her. She's a tud. I mean, a perfectly attractive gal.
Right.
But you want to show yourself as such a stud that it's only the top 1% of attractive women who even have a chance with you.
Well,
that truly pathetic tendency among dudes.
My theory was always...
Finger in throat, please.
I think I'm better off with her than you and nobody was always my theory. But
yeah. Yeah. So anyway, you know, the interesting thing, having read that whole paragraph now a couple of times with all those possible explanations, like so many things in life, it could be that each one of them has a certain amount of responsibility, is that the right word, for what's happening.
Yeah, I'm putting a lot of it on what Sean just said, just because I noticed it, and I'd never seen that in my life before.
Yeah.
That weird, I think I can do better than I actually can, so I end up with no one thing.
Safe, affluent, comfortable societies go this way. Now, not reproducing, we get, that's pretty well-trodden ground, but not even having the desire to perform the act that often ends in reproduction, that's a hell of a twist. Again, if it was antelopes or alligators or any other animal,
well, this is
scientists would be aghast.
This is one of your top couple natural desires. Be like, people have stopped breathing because it's easier to breathe on the internet, and now they're just dying.
There's no way I'm going to breathe this air. It's so ugly.
I want to hear from the text line. See if we can go deeper on this. 415-295-KFTC. 415-295-KFTC. What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Stalemate on the shutdown continues. Not much hope for a solution. Kamala Harris bounds into the lead in the Democratic race for the nomination. We'll give you the metrics. And another warning about the negative health effects of antibiotics. And this one you have not heard before.
Okay. Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, guys. Don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert, on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxatril, the potent, all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxatril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxatril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxatril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org For the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
So we were just talking about this study that people are having sex less, but it's deeper than that. They're getting together less. They're dating less. They're coupling less.
Yeah.
That's even bigger than having less sex.
Boy, and I wasn't wildly enthusiastic for it because of social pressures. Nobody had to tell me to be.
Oh, no.
My younger days.
No, when I was in my 20s, everybody didn't always have a boyfriend or girlfriend because somebody made us.
Right. Right.
But a couple of texts I'll weed out, because we got everything from it's the video games, it's because marijuana is so prevalent, it's somebody brought up the Mueller report, it's depression, it's all kinds of different things. Why we aren't coupling or having sex.
Mueller report makes sense to me.
Whoever sent that, I'd like to salute you.
Two texts all just that jumped out. I don't know how much I trust this study, because the window lickers in my area are reproducing like Idiocracy was a how-to documentary.
Wow! Window lickers?
Wow. What? And this one. I'm a 29-year-old woman, and I 100% believe streaming TV and cell phones interfere with my sex life. My boyfriend and I will sit in bed next to each other for 45 minutes before bed, playing on our phones, and after I put it down, I think to myself, I just missed out on an opportunity for sex and intimacy with the man I love. Of course, that's somebody that took the time to have a boyfriend or girlfriend in the first place.
Right.
Part of the problem.
But. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we'll all die out. It's not going to be nuclear war. It's not going to be the super bug. It's not going to be a meteor. It's not going to be Trump. It's going to be loss of interest that ends humanity.
Yeah. Yes.
Trump!
Netflix and chill is a metaphor, you people. That you're not actually just supposed to watch the Netflix thing.
Yeah. You're supposed to lead to sex.
Yeah, that's the and chill.
Right. You're not doing it right.
Let's get the news now, Marsha Phillips.
House Senate leaders setting up votes on competing bills looking to end the partial government shutdown. One of them includes President Trump's ideas, which would trade temporary protections for undocumented immigrants in the DACA program for border wall funding. Dems are pushing a bill to pay for government through February 8th to allow for more talks on border security. Neither measure expected to pass tomorrow, which is going to mean something like 800,000 federal workers are going to miss a second paycheck, including members of the Coast Guard. And Guard Admiral Carl Schultz put out a video thanking the Guard members for their service while expressing his growing concern about their missed pay.
We're 5-plus weeks into the anxiety and stress of this government lapse and your non-pay. You, as members of the armed forces, should not be expected to shoulder this burden.
Schultz going on to add,
I find it unacceptable that Coast Guard men and women have to rely on food pantries and donations to get through day-to-day life as service members.
Amen to that.
Among the most barrel-chested men I've ever seen. You can age whiskey in this guy's chest.
Yeah. Wow, you got a man crush on him. He's up.
The other standoff going on between the parties over the SOTU. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the State of the Union address should be held where it always has been held.
I think it should hold in the House chamber just as it's done for generations before us. I think any indication not to hold it into the chamber is wrong on the Speaker's behalf.
McCarthy accusing House Speaker Pelosi.
God, he can't talk.
He is a halfwit. He got several words wrong in that very... And listen, you don't have to be...
Handsomeness is going to make it difficult to book, Mr. McCarthy.
You don't have to be eloquent to be a good person. But he's just a dope.
That's usually me saying
sorry.
I'm sorry. McCarthy accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of playing politics.
So what's the date of the State of the Union supposed to be? Tuesday?
February 29th, is it? I believe.
Oh, so we got February 29th?
Yeah.
Are you sure? It's this month.
January 29th. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's coming up next week.
Yeah.
So pretty soon, one way or the other, she's going to have to officially pull the plug on it. Because now they're playing kind of a dance where I suggested we shouldn't have it. He hasn't responded. There's a bunch of assumptions being made, but is she going to officially pull the plug on it?
They're appraising what that would do right now, polling it, probably asking their gurus. It's a good thing it's not on February 29th, because that's several years from now. It's not a leap year.
A lot of buzz about Kamala Harris, the Democratic senator from California.
That would be actually Nancy, if you're listening, and you know what I think of your politics. That would be a really funny thing to do.
Schedule,
Mr. President. We're just going to postpone it briefly till February 29th.
Really?
Harris, it turns out, may have a bigger base than expected. People pointing to the $1.5 million she raised in the 24 hours after she announced she's running for president, tying the amount Senator Bernie Sanders raised in 2015 when he announced his bid.
And he's currently the president, as we know.
Well,
there we are, 100 yards into the marathon, and Kamala Harris is out front. Kamala Harris, our winner, based on 100 yards in.
You're right and wrong. I mean, you're right, we are at the first step of a marathon, but who knows what Bernie would have done on a... If he hadn't been cheated by the Democratic Party, you don't know how that would have turned out.
Antibiotics, it turns out, could be harmful to people's bones. Researchers at the Medical University of South Carolina found that when they gave antibiotics to mice, it interrupted the communication going on between the immune system and bone cells.
We just don't talk anymore.
That, they say, caused the mouse's body.
Those are two mice with a communication problem. That's
get
what
it.
That was.
That's good. That's good.
That, they say, caused the mouse's body to create more of the cells that decrease bone density.
I feel like we're talking past each other.
Now, while drugs...
That's good stuff, Jack. Could be a regular character on the show. The mouse.
Who can't communicate.
With the communication problem.
Yeah. Right.
Back to the study.
While drugs often affect humans differently than they affect mice, the study's authors believe in this one there's at least a 50-50 chance humans will be affected the same way that mice were.
So you're not supposed to take the antibiotics and die of a tooth infection? Like, you're taking the antibiotics because you have something else
wrong.
Stop
saying antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
Stop it!
So,
biotics.
Yeah, so I got to take it for some stuff, though. I mean, I have no choice.
It's not a daily vitamin. I can't just stop taking it for general health stuff.
If I step on a rusty nail or something.
Right? For instance.
And lastly, what the world's been waiting for. More episodes of Jeopardy are coming to Netflix. The streaming service.
What is this, a paid announcement? What are you doing?
The streaming service said it is adding more episodes of the classic trivia show next month.
Boy, man, if you're sitting around watching old Jeopardy episodes, you need a boyfriend or girlfriend.
No, these are new episodes with host Alex Trebek.
With all new questions.
Fantastic.
They'll start February the 28th.
Some of my favorite moments of my life were sitting around watching Jeopardy in the little dive bar that I would go to back in my first job in radio. I'd hang out with a couple of friends of mine, both of whom were school teachers. And they were really good, and I was pretty good. We'd sit there sipping Old Milwaukee Draft and play along with Jeopardy.
There you go.
Good times.
Absolutely.
Right. That was back when I could only afford one 95-cent beer. Couldn't have a second one.
A little life advice for the listeners. If you ever find yourself in a room with me and I offer to play a little friendly wager on the Jeopardy episode we're about to watch, do not do it. That means I've seen that episode before.
Good one. All right, that's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Good ploy.
Daily Double. Oh, yes! Here we go.
I put on my underwear.
Right, Alex. Yeah. Thank you. He's Canadian, you know.
Yeah. Right. I'll be working on my one-act play, Two Mice That Don't Communicate.
No, it's off.
And I'm going to pitch it to Netflix.
Right. They need about $33 million.
Exactly. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, to all the men out there, my name is Tina, and I want to share a recent experience with you. Let's talk male performance in the bedroom. Okay, so I've been with this guy for years, and he's been fantastic in almost everything he does, with the exception of our life in the bedroom. Not long ago, he shocked me with more strength and passion than he has had in years. He performed in the bedroom like when we were in college. It was so exciting, and today his performance is better than ever. I asked him what has gotten into you, and with a huge smile, he said, Noxatril, the natural super pill that is better than anything he's ever taken. No stuffy nose, no headaches, just incredible results. Now I'm a huge fan of Noxatril. Hey, if you want a sure thing in the bedroom, call Noxatril today. They have a free bottle offer, so do yourself a favor and call now.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril, call 1-800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
So this well-known song, well-known guitar riff, among the most well-known guitar riffs in the history of playing electric guitar. The guy who wrote it and played it died not too long ago, Ed King of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the guitar he played it on, wrote the song on, played it on.
Yes.
Is up for sale now.
Oh, my. That's where we're headed. Okay.
It's a 1973 Stratocaster, which on its own is not worth much because Fender was making really crappy stuff at that time.
CBS, boo.
They aren't worth much.
Right.
This one is on sale for $450,000.
Wow.
Hoping to catch a rich classic rock fan, I guess, who thinks it'd be cool to go dun dun ding ding dun dun ding ding at home on the couch with
dun,
this, I guess.
Dun, ding, ding. Oh, wait, let me try it again. Ding ding.
$450,000.
Well,
you can ask anything, of course.
Tell you what, as a music freak, I've looked at stuff like that and thought, man, I'd really like to have that. But I'm telling you, that era of music will be like Al Jolson. At some point, it'll be a distant memory or something for historians.
Or certainly Bill Haley and the Comets something.
And somebody will be paying...
Exactly.
Somebody will be paying $400,000 for Cardi B's I don't know what. but anyway, that would be cool to have, no doubt.
Yeah. One other thing to...
Although, I tell you what, I've had guitars, and I've thought, this guitar just isn't that good. And then a great guitarist will pick it up and play it, and I'll go,
right, I get it.
Yeah, and I have a feeling Ed King's guitar would be the same.
We talked.
This doesn't sound like Skynyrd at all.
We talked a lot about Kamala Harris getting in this week. She is the front runner, according to everybody, including her. I don't know about this guy who just got in. How do you say this guy's name? He's a mayor in Indiana. They don't even mention the town.
Oh, but a giggity.
Pete,
I think it's yeah, Buttigieg.
Okay, is he a deal?
Is he a deal? I don't know. I mean, are you a deal? What's the deal?
He's not a prank caller calling Moe's Tavern.
No. I had heard him mentioned more than once.
But will he be on the main stage with Kamala Harris?
And... I don't have the slightest idea. Okay. He could be some sort of transcendent figure. I don't know.
He announced he's running for president.
He needs to change his name to Saint John or something.
Well, it's got B-U-T-T in the first syllable.
I get it.
Sorry,
that was just beneath even me.
His slogan is, it is a season for boldness.
Yes.
That's what he's running on.
It is, clearly. Look around you.
SFB.
Oh, God, beyond a doubt.
Season for boldness. I'm getting a T-shirt today.
Actually, in a lot of the country, it's a season for driving carefully. With giant winter snowstorms and stuff like that. And
thank you for that driving tip.
Our good friend and admired colleague, Brett Baer. Well, he describes what happens pretty thoroughly, doesn't he? Yeah, there's no reason to steal his thunder. Go ahead, Brett.
And I don't usually give advice, but I think everyone should count your blessings. My family is tonight. My wife Amy and sons Paul and Daniel went skiing in Montana this weekend. We had a fantastic trip. It was a lot of fun, gorgeous snow, a lot of quality family time, some safe, fun skiing without incident, which is always nice. I drove the family Monday morning to the airport in Bozeman, and it was snowing, and the roads were icy. And approaching an intersection just 2 miles from the airport, I hit a big patch of ice, and I could not stop our SUV. We slid into the intersection of a busy road and into the path of a big pickup truck, which slammed into our driver's side door. The airbags deployed. The windows shattered. We careened into a ditch and flipped sideways. And I started to try to push open the passenger door to get us out. Then a man held open the door so we could climb out. Zach Black was driving by. He just stopped to help us. We climbed out. The driver of the pickup truck, David, had called the police and the EMS and was concerned about our family first and foremost. Montana Highway Patrol quickly arrived. EMS paramedics from Belgrade and Bozeman arrived quickly too. And we escaped with minor injuries, a concussion, 14 stitches on the chin, a jostled tooth, and a sprained ankle. We are very blessed. Thank you, Zach Black, and for all the Zachs across the country who stop. Thank you, David. Thank you, Montana Highway Patrol and EMS personnel, who were all amazing.
Yeah. And at the conclusion of that, he is quite actively crying with joy and relief and love for his family.
Oh, God.
Very beautiful. Yeah.
God, car wrecks. So, you know, we say it all the time. Why anybody worries about shark attacks or killer clowns at the edge of the woods or any of the things that aren't going to happen to you.
Or honestly, and this is me, I'm talking about me, I'm more afraid of the airplane ride than the ride to the airport, which actually, if you talk about miles traveled, it's not as crazy. But, yeah, it's the most dangerous thing you do, driving to work.
Oh, no doubt. And then oftentimes we do it at a high rate of speed while texting.
Oh, boy. You do,
or
not
something.
Me. Hands at 10 and 2.
Here's a story.
Full attention, all times.
This happened in Florida. Clearwater high school senior, so she's a young driver, sitting at a stoplight, looks over, sees a woman with her head down, thinks the woman's texting, notices the woman is shaking and foaming at the mouth, realizes she's having a seizure. The woman's car starts to go forward at the stoplight. The high school kid drives her car in front of the car, stops and lets the seizing up woman crash into the back of her slowly.
Yeah.
And stopped her car.
That young woman for president someday. She obviously is quick-witted and decisive.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow, she's going to be leading something. Somebody who can take in information, come to a conclusion, and have the confidence to act on it.
Think
is
it helps.
A rarity.
Think this helps if you're a high school kid. You're probably driving a $500 car.
Dude, there's that.
That helps.
There's that. Unless she's daddy's little princess, and daddy got her a Beamer. That's great, though.
Yeah.
I don't like disclosing kids' names for anything, because then she'll be on the internet. Then
Olivia Jones.
Then great. Now somebody's going to Ken Boner. Going to find something mean she said as a 9-year-old. Then the internet will shame her and dox her and try to figure out where she lives. And, oh, man.
Such is life, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yikes. The modern world.
Huh?
We'll take your call.
A special shout out to like the Brett Baer said, all the Zach Blacks out there who see something, stop and act. That's you are a certain kind of person that we need more of.
Right. Here. Well, I'm glad he's okay. And then on cable news, you have this bomb-chucking yahoo Rick Wilson, who is on MSNBC's Chris Hayes show, instead of Stephen Miller, the immigration hardliner advisor to President Trump. There's something deeply wrong with Stephen Miller, and maybe someday he'll have a relationship with a live human woman. That is really an odd thing to say on cable news about
suggesting
somebody.
He's a necrophiliac.
I don't think that was his point at all. No, just that he's some sort of obsessed wonk. No, I don't think it was necrophilia.
All great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope. Final thoughts is two words.
There you go. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from Positive Sean, producer. Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, yeah, there's a certain snap in the air and a chill in my bones, which means only one thing. It's a chili day today. I'm going to make a giant thing of chili, eat that for the next 5 days.
Awesome.
So when it's chili, you eat chili.
Yes, I'm very simple.
Really? Marshall Phillips, your final thought.
I got to tell you, you guys mentioned this earlier. I'm certainly enjoying the new breed of politicians. Donald Trump, an AOC, outspoken, entertaining, original, and you know where they stand.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed, for better or worse. Yeah. Michelangelo, final thought?
If you're using a dating app, and most of us are about a 6, be realistic. Just look for somebody clean and with a job, and be grateful you got that person.
Super. Let's see, Jack, a final thought for us?
Joe just said it. It needs to become a slogan for the show, or it needs to be in the intro or the outro of the show or something.
What?
And you summarized it very well.
What's that?
The world today. We'll take your calls.
So my final thought is we're having dinner with colleagues tonight, which is excellent. It's long overdue that we got together with the whole crew who works here on the Armstrong and Getty Show for a little meal. So I'd like to announce, let's get together and do that in the next few weeks. I'm thinking Taco Bell, Dutch Treat.
Oh, Mexican pizzas for as far as the eye can see.
Mexican pizzas.
I'm willing to buy a 4-to-6-layer burrito. You want to go 7 layers, that's on you. All right? I got a kid in college.
4-to-6 layers. The world today. We'll take your call.
The modern world.
We will not be taking your call.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? So, my favorite pundit we talked to and says the shutdown's going to last about another month.
No, it can't. Stop it. Pay the Coast Guard. Pay the TSA. You can't be screwing working class Americans like this to make some sort of dumb political point. Stop it.
Armstrong and Getty, Rabbi Gumbo, another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. You'll see the clicks that we talked about under hot links. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. If you see something we ought to be talking about, send it along.
Yep, absolutely. We'll have the latest, the greatest, and whatever else.
I think the live human woman was just, it was, he didn't mean live as opposed to, oh, no.
Yeah. See you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
But they're mostly just, yeah, we're not going to do what you want to do.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.